24 or 48 hours we did, and it was nondescript. I believe it was described as vanilla in some of the newscasts, but I could use that word vanilla with him because he wasn't on our radar. He wasn't on the federal database radar. He wasn't on our local radar. He wasn't even in our criminal radar. My understanding, he had two previous traffic citations. And that's just about it. We've learned that he had some success via real estate, either management or sales of real estate. He previously was a CPA. He had some various jobs, lived in various places, but he became a prolific gambler. And then over time, he's gone up and down in his wealth associated with gambling and real estate and everything else that he chose to do. But, you know, since 2015, September of 2015, he's lost a significant amount of wealth. And I think that might have a determining factor on what he determined to do.